Something as simple as a family meal can go a long way in the fight against drug addiction. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, new parents are getting support in child-rearing skills from a Matsu program that focuses on preventing the seeds of drug dependency from taking root in the youngest children.
The Matsu Health Foundation is sharpening its focus on an old enemy. A series of reports by the foundation has targeted drug and alcohol addiction as the number one health issue in the Matsu, and the foundation has provided grant funding to a number of nonprofits which provide behavioral health services in Valley communities. One of the grant recipients is the Co-Occurring Disorders Institute, or CODI, in Palmer. Aaron Clements, executive director, says he's seeing alcohol and drug abuse at early ages in the Valley.
Where does it start? There's a lot of influential factors. It could be a neighborhood factor. It could be, you know, some biological factors. Struggling and battling mental health disorder, that's going to potentially influence whether you try to use substances to help cope with some of the things that are going on in your life.
Although CODI receives funding from the State Division of Behavioral Health and the Alaska Children's Trust, a $290,000 grant from the Health Foundation is being used to fund a program called Strengthening Families Treatment, designed for high-risk families with children 3 to 12 years old. Clements says the 10-week course is specifically for parents of children with emotional challenges. The program attempts to address prevention in younger children, and the parents take part in it by getting coaching in strong family skills that help reduce problem behaviors.
They have a family meal together. As we know, family meals sometimes don't happen as often as they may have used to, and so that's an important component. Just having that time together where parents and kids can connect. And then we have time where the parents and the children are together, and then they break off into separate groups where children are learning some real key skills at the same time that parents are learning skills.
Strengthening Families Treatment is a program in line with an emphasis on prevention of drug and alcohol abuse at its earliest stages. Studies show that negative experiences early in childhood influence brain development. Trevor Storrs, executive director of the Alaska Children's Trust, the state's lead organization focused on child abuse and neglect, says child abuse can be physical, sexual, or an exposure to domestic violence or substance abuse. He says strengthening families is one way to counteract child abuse in a positive manner.
If you keep going in there and always talking about you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, they're going to have no sense of confidence. You're not going to build any resilience within the parents, which then stems down to how they interact with the kids. But if you find out what they're doing right and build off of that, and using that framework, your likelihood of developing the resiliency and the strength and the knowledge within that family is much greater.
Building resilience in children and in families counteracts the ill effects of childhood trauma, according to recent research. Aaron Clements says the Strengthening Families Treatment is one step in building that resiliency, one family at a time.
We're a small organization, and we want to have that family atmosphere. And it's not the all-in-all, but it's the start of bettering, hopefully with the support, some family lives.
The Strengthening Families Treatment is unique in the Matsu in that it offers behavioral health treatment services for the child. At the same time, the parents receive family skills help. I'm Ellen Lockyer.